Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. All I wanna do is... you got cut off there. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I interrupt this broadcast for a very important news message. We have a The moon launch that was scheduled for this afternoon has been hijacked.
What?
That's right. The hijackers are currently headed towards Uranus. That's April Fool's. I was just trying to goof around.
That was awesome. That was great.
Did I have you at all? Anybody?
For a second.
For a brief second, you had me.
Yeah.
I already got pranked this morning.
Oh.
I get into my Waymo this morning.
Bob's back, everyone.
Bob's back.
Good morning.
We heard a lot of Bob today. She's got a lot of ideas about stuff.
Things to do, a lot of things to tell us. Let me ask you this. Okay. Has she already brought up that she wants to move Bob's Movie Club to 5 minutes from now?
No.
Oh, she didn't. She's not doing that.
No. Tomorrow, 6 a.m., we're talking about Project Hail Mary. But thanks so much for the plug, Vinny.
Stop talking about it, Vinny.
So I get into my Waymo this morning.
Yeah.
And the Waymo voice comes on. It's like, welcome, Bob. And says, I need to adjust my audio settings. Could you hum for me for 5 seconds? And I'm like, am I dreaming? Like, why is it asking me this? Oh. And I'm like, but of course, I'll do anything for Waymo. And it says, okay, ready? And I'm ready to hum. And it goes, April Fools.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
That's actually cute.
It's really so cute.
I laughed. I said, that was a good one, Waymo.
They should have let you hum. They should have recorded it and had like a...
We didn't get that. One more time.
Yeah.
A little louder.
You can go a little louder. they should definitely, Waymo, drag it out next time. That was great. That's a good one.
Well, they don't want the people, you
innocent.
Know. Innocent. You know the people. I hurt my voice because Waymo kept telling me louder. I have to sue. You know, I mean,
I felt violated by the car.
The stuff that we've had to.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable.
Anyway,
we're going to need to apologize for that. Are we?
I think they just did a nice, easy, simple job. Very tasteful.
I agree. Well executed.
Yes. And what a lovely way to start April Fool's Day.
Right. I'm laughing first thing in the morning. Right.
How adorable. A car with personality.
And hijackers headed to Uranus.
I know. I like that. That was good.
We used to do some pretty outrageous things for April Fool's Day.
Yes. And they're
long
gone.
We got in big trouble for them. We wound up doing a yearly live event for free for years.
And years.
It went
on after I fell off the show.
Oh, no, it's, yes. Yes, it did.
You continued to pay that price.
Yes.
And then we did one where... when you weren't here, Vinny, where we, for a week, set it up that we got fired and we had Malou and Mike Rowe come in that morning and do the first part of the show. We lost listeners. Like, years later, people were like, I really thought you guys get fired. I quit listening to the radio station and now I realize you guys are back on. Like,
You know, I even held the line with, who's the guy I used to talk to? Ron Owens. He was a longtime broadcaster. He was so mad at me that I hadn't told him beforehand that I got him too. He was so angry with me. That was the beginning of the end for us.
That's how we got to meet Robin Wright Penn, though, because she was listening and she called the head of CBS and was like, what are you doing with my morning show? And they were like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's
so
pretty
funny.
Nice. That's a good endorsement.
I know,
it?
Right? Robin Wright Penn. I blew it with her, man. I was just like,
what do you mean you blew it with her?
I just was so starstruck when she came out. Oh my God.
I did it. I had her number and we texted a little bit and then I invited her to come see me. I was in a play and she never came. And
you were in a play?
Yeah. I was Baldy, Greg Baldwin. Yeah.
Oh. Like just hobby, why not?
Community theater.
Yeah. What the hell? Style?
Yeah, it was the Kern Theater. It was a real play. I had like 5 lines.
Who were you more starstruck by? Neil Schoenschon. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, because that was a full-on surprise, too. Like, I just thought, of all the, for the years and years that he's lived right up the street here and never came on the show. And I was just such a big fan. I was dumbstruck that day. I just couldn't. I was like,
oh. We know you didn't say one word.
Wow.
To the guy.
Really?
Oh, you don't know this story?
I was a mess. I couldn't believe it.
Alan from Bananas at Large is good friends with Neil and has worked with the band a million times and does sound for them at their, when they go on tour.
Oh,
like usually sets things up. And then when they leave, they kind of know everything that they got to do. Anyway, he brings in Neil Sean, who's got a guitar strapped over his neck.
And you had no idea he was coming in.
I didn't.
Or she didn't.
They all know that I'm a huge Neil Sean fan.
So he comes walking in. Her jaw drops. I still to this day don't know how you had the ability to get the picture.
I somehow got a picture.
She took a picture and her, it's on her face. She's like, and he's in the background.
Yeah, I turned around to get my reaction and he's just standing in the background and I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm so bummed out at myself too. Like, I think about that sometimes. Like, my friend Pat goes, I cannot believe you did not insist that he play Stone in Love. I cannot believe that you did not sing a song with him.
What part of she didn't even talk to the guy, don't you get?
It's like, what is wrong with you?
The guy sits down.
I talked, but I wasn't prepared for a freaking interview. I was like, oh my God. I said, oh my God, many times.
I mostly asked him questions because she wouldn't talk.
Wow.
I get it, stunned.
Though. I mean, I've got James Hetfield is my guy that I can't say a word in front of. I mean, yeah, you get these people
I was just
like
shaking like a leaf. Oh my God, it was crazy. That was a crazy day. So definitely I blew it more with Neil Sean than with Robin Ray Penn. But I just said too much to her. I just was like kind of cornered her and blah, 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 blah.
Did you also get her number?
No.
Oh.
She was not. She wasn't giving that up. And I think this was before Matt Nathanson. When will I ever learn? I won't.
Oh, it's way before Matt Nathanson because I was back by then.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Happy April Fools, everybody.
Happy April Fools. And also.
That's the extent.
Happy Hump Day. Bob is back.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back.
I know.
I'm playing nurse at home because Susan had to have surgery.
The photo you sent to our little group text, I was like, oh my God.
Is that us on the
weekend basketball, and he looks like a car crash victim.
Yeah. Mm. ACL's no joke.
No, it's not.
Yes, don't let your men play IM Sports.
What's IM again?
Like intramural.
It's man league.
I'm a man.
Later in life,
I'm a man
league
sports
stuff.
Right, okay.
And they do thousands of this exact repair a year because of this exact age. 30-year-old men be popping the ACL.
Her husband was playing softball and coming up with crazy injuries.
Just
and you'd go softball.
All the time.
But at least he's 60.
Yes, at least he's 60. That is true.
I'm like, Susan.
Well, Susan's on to be gun. Well, you know what I was curious?
Slow downward.
So Susan is a man and is, it's a long story
if
you're just joining us. Yeah. Bob's partner and fiance and husband to be was a footballer.
Mm-hmm.
Had he ever blown out his knees when he played?
I think he broke this knee before.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Or this tibia or I don't know, something like that. But
that makes
which
more
of
sense
course
then.
When he brought up that he was going to start playing basketball, I wasn't reminded of the injuries.
No, of course not.
But I said,
how long had the basketball been going on? Or was this just like
of a month?
Oh,
I think it was the fourth game.
Mm.
They had a doubleheader.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he decided, he. I love him so much, but he can't do physical things halfway.
Yeah.
That is the problem right there.
So they were down by like 20 points and he dove for a ball and landed on his right leg completely straight, hyperextended, and everything inside
that.
Of it exploded.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so he's been on crutches for a minute, and then he finally just had his surgery on Monday. And the reason I haven't talked about it sooner is because I was just so mad.
Yes.
And I was, but because he's hurt, I've been trying to be nice, and I don't want him to know that I'm mad because at this point it doesn't matter. I just want to be a good supportive partner, but I was so mad.
Yeah.
Because
we're getting married soon.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I want him to be able to dance and everything at our wedding.
So 6 weeks on crutches.
Yes, because the meniscus tear was so bad.
Oh, boy.
You guys should go online and look at canes and try to find a snappy one for that'll match the motif of his getup for the wedding day.
Yeah, well, hopefully nice. He won't need one.
A red cummerbund, a top hat. I mean, you could really get a look going on.
Yeah,
there.
That'd be great. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I mean.
So every day you have to run home and like he's just been laying on the couch the whole time. And...
Yeah. But luckily he's on the good drugs right now. So he's in a lot of pain, but he's very happy.
Oh, that's good.
He's like, I love you so much. Thank you.
Oh, that's
he's
nice.
So cute. Ugh.
It does, you know, being a caregiver is not awesome. And for those of you who are out there caretaking someone, I feel you, and it's hard, and it's just a lot. And we're not trained for it. It's not like you know, we're so compassionate that you went into nursing, and now you have to, like, take care of this person, meet all their needs and care.
Well, hold on. John does that daily for you.
He doesn't have to nursemaid me. And by the way, he's going on, like, a 2-day golf trip next week, and... He doesn't. What does he have to do? Are you kidding me? When he's sick, then the house is just like, you got to be kidding me. It's a cold, dude. It's a man cold. No, it's, yeah. Okay. Obviously, you're at my house every day, so you know exactly what our dynamic is.
you take care of each other, your partners.
Right, Jenny.
Vincenzo.
That's how it works.
Compliment each other.
You really made her mad. She's got her real annoying.
It's just so annoying.
You're overreacting. I'm kidding with you.
No, okay.
Anyway.
April Fools.
Yeah, April Fools. I'm not mad. We're going to take a quick break. Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater may win a prize. And now we get to hear this wonderful song from Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. It's our favorite here at the station. See you in a second. I'll be over it by then. Don't worry.
Hey, Bay Area. Good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing.
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.